Oh boy, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. 2015 is coming to a close, and this is the last Video Game Bang episode of the year. This is going to be a live show that we recorded on the weekend. It features the real David Webb, Aaron Carter, myself, and Larissa. And it's a pretty much a nonsense episode. I mean, it's the end of the year. We've already discussed the top video games of the year. It's time just to cut back, relax, and hang out. This is going to be a hangout session where we talk about the holidays, reflect on the previous year for Video Game Bang, and do a little bit of looking ahead to the future of what 2016 has to offer. I hope you guys are all super safe this new year. This episode will come out on New Year's Eve, so I imagine you guys will all be sitting around a nice warm fire listening to this episode with the rest of your family as that giant ball drops and hits the ground. Thank you guys so much for everything you've done for us this year. It's been truly a phenomenal year. I could not have planned 2015 to be any better than it ended up being. If you saw us at one of our live events in Reno or Sacramento, we really appreciate your guys' support. We are so close to 100,000 listens, and we're going to hit that milestone for sure in the next year. And stay tuned for that. We have a lot of stuff in store. There's not much else, people. It's been a great year. I can just truthfully say from the bottom of myself and Aaron's heart, we could not be doing this without you guys. Before we start the show, I got to just send out one last time for 2015. Thank you to Corsair. This was a big year. They really helped us out with this studio we are in right now, and we're forever in Corsair's debt. Antlion Audio for being amazing sponsors, and NerdReactor.com. Of course, go to NerdReactor.com to see all the end-of-the-year articles and hubbub. Thank you guys again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Enjoy 2016!
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Video Game Bang Live. And according to recent studies, the most popular place for a first date is Starbucks. We're on NerdReactor.com, brought to you by Corsair. What, gaming? That's what they are? Come sail with us. Antlion is what we're wearing on our heads. And I got nothing still for them. I mean, this is like week seven.
What was it? No, it was...
Hear the roar.
Yeah, hear
how does that apply
the
to the
roar.
Ants, though? Exactly. There's ants, and then there's lions.
Because ants can carry up to 10 times their weight.
I got one.
Which is a lion.
I got one. Because it's all in the animal kingdom.
You ready? Do it.
Ant lion. Hakuna Matata.
Boom. Nailed it.
There it is.
I like it.
Working
it
all
canon?
Out with Disney.
or is it?
I'm just giving you to that ant lion. You know, I can't take all the credit for it, so go ahead, you know, whenever you have to deal with big giants, that is Disney, Mickey, and Goofy. Because we all know they're the... They're the heads of the whole thing. Mickey and Goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do the whole thing.
Are you sure, Goofy?
I promise.
He's like the CFO.
He's one of those guys where he's behind the scenes and he makes himself seem stupid, but he's really...
He's the mastermind.
He's the puppet. Yeah.
Got
he's
it.
The puppeteer
yeah.
about everything. Yeah. With us, as always, the man that gave Steve Harvey the winning envelope at the Miss USA or Miss Universe pageant. Corey Vincent, everybody.
What's up, pizza? It's Corey Vincent, and you are listening to the WTF podcast.
Terrible. Terrible.
I'll take full responsibility for that one.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Talk about, that was awful.
You
want to hear Steve Harvey's simulated story?
Okay, what is that?
We are at, we're doing Christmas at Elizabeth's parents' house.
Okay.
Elizabeth thought she was a mastermind because she came up with this system to where she put mom on her mom's presents and my mom's presents.
Wow, that was...
But
okay.
For her mom, she put from Elizabeth and Corey, and for my mom, it was Corey and Elizabeth, right? So she's bragging about the system. We get to her parents' house, open the first present. and Elizabeth pulls the Steve Harvey.
Oh.
And she goes, oh, mom, that wasn't for you. Oh. And she walks across the room, picks it up, and takes it away.
So bad.
After the mom had to do the phony, like, oh, my God, I wanted these socks so bad. And Elizabeth was like, oh.
That is terrible.
And I told Elizabeth, I said it right there, wow, Elizabeth, way to be Steve Harvey.
She officially has to shave her head, get a deep tan, and grow a mustache. Here again, everybody.
I'm not against it.
The man that was filming the whole Miss Universe pageant and quickly cut to Columbia.
Yeah.
Her facial reaction.
Yeah.
The real
job.
David Webb.
Yeah, that was a good camera work on my part, I have to say.
Yeah, because that facial reaction of, oh, you
yeah.
didn't win. Sorry.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Did you? I heard, though, that it was the teleprompter that had said the wrong name.
I thought he said, like, the runner-up or the first runner-up, and he just got it confused.
I don't know.
Because I always get confused.
He read it off a piece of paper.
No.
I always get it confused.
Because there's the cards.
Yeah.
But I guess the cards, they never go by the cards. They go by what's on the teleprompter. And the teleprompter had the wrong, and, like, he went backstage because I guess there was, like a Snapchat or, like, a Vine or something.
Yeah.
Whatever the kids are doing. And he was like, what happened? And the guy was like, oh, yeah. The guy was all nonchalant. Oh, yeah. I mistyped it.
Did you see a picture of the card, though?
No.
The card was laid out terribly. No, because it said, like, second runner-up, USA.
Yeah.
Third runner-up, or second runner-up, Columbia.
Yeah.
And then down here it said grand winner. And in tiny little font, not even underlined or nothing, said Philippines.
On the card.
Yeah, on the card.
That's really dumb.
We have to, of course, introduce the lady that wrote the card.
Yeah, right.
Larissa, everybody.
Biggest troll ever.
Yeah. You know what it did, though? It put light, because I didn't even know that stupid thing was on until I heard about that blunder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't know there was a Miss Universe pageant going on at this time. Like, I haven't seen one in, I don't know, like, years.
Well, they're out of my league, so I don't even pay attention to
them. What do you mean out of your league? What, just the contestants?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're married, of course.
Exactly. Well, yeah, there's that too, but, I mean.
As always, the audience that was sitting there in the Miss Universe competition, the chat room is here, everybody.
What's up, chat?
Chat room.
Chat off the bat has, we got Kennedy in here.
Ooh.
Yep, 84. And then we have Labiti.
Okay.
Labiti. And all the way from Japan, joining us in the chat is GQ.
Arigato.
Arigato.
So they have been clamoring because I've been off and on with the brand
new. The Japanese or the chat?
The Japanese as well.
Okay.
The Japanese chat.
Yeah.
They have been clamoring all day asking if we're going to get to do a show tonight.
They've been super excited. I have the Twitter on my phone.
It's ridiculous. And, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you didn't get to watch the Christmas episode, it's long and entertaining.
Painful.
I haven't even gone back and watched it.
So we stopped recording.
Yes, we did.
But the streaming never stopped.
The streaming never stopped.
So we did it. We watched it the next day.
Did you?
It's a 5 hour and like 24 minute like highlight.
Twitch.tv / video game bang or video game.
We lost all
bang.
Control. You know the funny part, Aaron? It's like Jake, Gaming Sense Gaming,
Jada,
and one other person who I don't even think I recognized at all. Someone I've never seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
And they're really trying to put on a show.
Oh, no, yeah. They were.
No, Jerry. I think Jerry was one of them, too, at one
point.
Yeah,
they were.
They were trying very hard to have topics.
I remember that.
I think I heard what you're playing from the other room.
I was like, this seems like this is a drunk show.
I remember
going together in 3 seconds.
That's what it was.
One of the few things I remember about that night was going upstairs to pass out. And I remember hearing somebody go, Elizabeth, like, do you want me to kick these people out? Hey!
GQU!
Hey.
I don't know how to say thank you. Arigato.
Do you want to go kick these people out? And she's like, yeah, I want to go to bed. And so someone came in here and was like, hey, you guys have to leave. And they're like, okay. Who kicked everybody out?
I told him
to get
out.
I think Christy came in here.
Was it Christy?
Yeah.
It was probably one of them, yeah.
When I was leaving, I told everybody, I told Elizabeth, I said, give them, like, 2 seconds so they can get out. Because I told them, like, I walked in here and was like, you guys got to go because everybody's leaving. And then I left.
How late were you here?
12? Maybe 1?
Oh, okay. So right when, the whole party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was here
the whole time. How late were you here?
The whole time. I left after he left. I was still with Jada doing the show.
Oh.
Doing
what? If you want to call that the show.
Yeah. Whatever. We were the survivors.
The show.
You were still streaming. Let's say.
The show on Christmas party was not indicative of our actual shows. Please do not let us be judged by
it. We got negative viewers because of that.
Said people were trying to petition to get our show pulled down that night.
Yeah. What, Aaron? Give me the rundown, because I remember everything up until about number 3 on the list.
So
Wait. This was after how many times you repeated the list, though?
Yeah, because we went through, and I think what your big thing was, you were worried that this list was going by too fast.
Was I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we weren't really speeding through it, but people just kept changing, you know, in and out and stuff like that. And when we got to the top 3, that's when you just kind of looped over and over and over
again. Well, that's about the time I took the tequila shot.
Mm. With your sister?
Yeah. That's about the last thing I remember.
Mm. Well, because you were pretty thrash
before
then.
Was I?
Yeah, because you kept saying, this is my sister. I didn't know about her until I was 14.
Yeah.
Did you? Aaron, how long have you known your sister?
All my life.
Because I didn't know about her until I was 14.
And
she's gonna make America grapes again.
Jesus Christ! Yeah,
yeah.
She was taking it all in stride.
She was. She was just like, yeah.
And she was on the show as well. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I don't know. You just kept looping around.
Really?
When you got down to the top 3.
Really.
And then you kept asking, "Did we talk about the number one?" Over and over again. And I was like, "Yeah, four guests ago."
Usually I could hold my liquor and get like a nice little drunk going where I could still kind of know what's happening. I'd never been this drunk in my whole life.
Well, your sister was handing you drinks like it was water.
And she is good at making them drinks. Like, they tasted so good, and apparently they were very high in alcohol content.
They were just past the point of being able to taste, so.
And then next thing I know, I'm sitting in Aaron's chair. Aaron's sitting here. I guess I told everyone to leave, and then we brought them all back, and then they all left again?
We were supposed to, everybody, because I was like, we're wrapping up the show. Here we go. I said the last couple of people in here, and I was like, okay, then we'll wrap it up like we've done every other Christmas, and that's just me and you. And then we were going to get into that, and then you were like, everybody come in. And I was just like, all right.
You were fighting it for a while.
I'm surprised.
You were trying to be the logical.
Because I had a reason to bring everyone back in.
Well, yeah. There was a reason, definitely. But I didn't know the reason, of course.
I'm surprised that I remembered that.
That's why I was
me too.
Why the hell is everybody smushing in here?
Jada said something. She's like, wait, are we going to do the big present? And then you're like, oh, yeah, bring everybody in. And Aaron's like, everybody get out.
That.
And you're like, no, everybody come in. Shut up, Aaron. Everybody come in.
So basically the whole kicker of this thing was about a week or two before the Christmas party, I sent a message to some of Aaron's closest confidants, VGB people.
Mm-hmm.
And we I said, let's all come together. And instead of getting him a bunch of little things, let's pitch in and get him something he'll remember. So we all decided. Actually, that was the toughest thing. Was deciding on whether it was going to be an Xbox.
No, it wasn't tough. I was PS4 right off the bat.
Half the crew was like, I'll give $60 if we do this one. And then Jerry was like, okay, well, I'm bringing mine back down to $20 if we're not doing this one.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here trying to play numbers, man, juggling with a calculator, figuring out. And then we ended up finally resting. We did some recon, found out that Aaron wanted a PS4. So we were like, sorry, Steven.
For the watch.
He was very upset.
He was pissed.
Betrayed, even.
Yeah, he's definitely proclaimed that multiple times.
This crew of EGB is not stealthy. I'm not taking you guys on any spy missions.
Whoa.
What are you talking
about? I didn't
spoil
shit.
Let's see.
Me neither.
Let's see. The first one was Larissa.
No, the fuck it wasn't.
And the second one was Larissa.
Bullshit.
And then Noel.
The first one should have been the giveaway because you walked in here randomly. And you just handed me $40 for no reason.
And I said it was for your mom.
Yeah, and obviously it wasn't. Because
did you wonder what that was for?
No, I did not.
Did you question it?
I never did.
See? I knew he wouldn't because he thinks like that. He didn't care.
I was like, okay, you just gave her money, or gave him money,
so
whatever.
I thought that was one giveaway.
No, it wasn't.
Number two was when you typed into our... We do private Facebook chats.
Uh-huh.
That's how we keep this show together. Is Facebook chats.
Well, that's how some of us do. Others don't read.
Well, we do a lot more than plan the show. But anyway, she types into One chat. So how's the present giving going or something like
that? I was talking about the white elephant. You're the one that blew it.
I didn't blow it.
I said, how is the present gift giving going to go
what
for
I thought
Christmas?
It, yeah, and that's and what then, I thought
I was talking
meant.
About and, the white elephant.
And then I came through and started describing the white elephant because I'm smart like that.
Wow.
See, now he's trying to cover his own
ass. I thought
ass.
The whole thing was about the white elephant for that.
It was.
Part. Yes.
Then it was Noel who really ended up screwing the pooch.
Noel was probably the one that probably had you guys shook the most if you heard how that went down.
I heard bits and pieces of it.
So Noel was playing Twitch, and I was like, I'll support Noel's Twitch feed.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll pop it up. I'm browsing the internet anyway, you know, let's do it. So I'm watching.
That whole sentence, you need to work on your phrasing. I'm going to support I'm going to support Noel.
Support
I was on the
Noel.
Internet anyway, so I'm going to pop it up.
Yeah, pop it up, zip the pants down, and I'm watching.
So oh, God.
I'm watching a stream. I have it in the background, but I hear everything, and I'm talking to Gondo on Skype the mm-hmm. whole time.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, I hear blah, blah, blah. That's another one for the Don't Tell Aaron chat. And so I was like, what? So Gondo's laughing. He's like laughing up a storm. So I'm like, well, I already know now. There's some type of chat room that's behind my back. So it was A, who do I interrogate? B, who's the ringleader? And C, how many people do I have to kill?
It was just a bunch of Aaron memes.
No, and then right after you heard that, did you post what's this Don't Tell Aaron about?
Yeah, in the chat.
Okay, when you posted that on chat, yes. I jumped right onto Skype, was like, who the fuck said something?
Yeah.
I jumped into the group chat.
So,
yeah, Loose McGee over here, who almost screwed it up twice.
No, I didn't.
Noel is an old friend from a long time ago, and I know Noel. I know Noel, you know, quite well. If you want to keep a secret.
Don't tell Noel.
You feed him false information. You tell him, oh, we're getting Aaron a dinosaur. That way,
we need 60
if
bucks.
He slips up somehow.
It's a real dinosaur.
You know,
man.
It's, yeah, he'll be like, you know, hey, did you see Jurassic Park, Aaron? And we're like, no.
And then
why?
He's like,
and then, yeah, yeah.
We dinosaur. Play,
Noel gets excited terrible. About things. I played Pictionary with Noel one time. And I don't know if he's watching right now at home, but I know a special lady for him is watching. And all you have to do is just next time you see him, next time you talk to him, special lady out there, just say ski lift. And I guarantee you he'll know exactly what I'm talking about. That's a little gym for you right there. Let's go over the holidays, though.
Yeah, holidays.
They went through quite fast this
celebrate.
Year.
They did.
For what? Christmas Eve? What did everybody do? Anybody doing any special? Because I know there's like Mexican people. They celebrate on Christmas Eve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's you guys' tradition.
We did.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, see.
Yeah. Jimmy and I did on Christmas Eve.
I got shitty.
You got shitty.
I got shitty.
Did you eat something wrong or
no? Not shitty like poop. Shitty.
Gross.
I got the shits on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I could not hold it.
That's
that.
How we celebrate. We shit our pants.
That's terrible.
We're Mexican food.
That's yeah, Mexican.
What? I'm not Mexican.
Not you. Just
did you unwrap
wow,
gifts?
What's wrong with being
on,
Mexican?
Did you do that on Christmas or Christmas Eve, I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So,
because we had like a bunch of stops and stuff to make, so I did unwrap
gifts. See, that's one thing. I do not want.
I don't like it, but.
Like just stopping all around on a holiday?
Yeah.
I got a lot of cousins that do that.
But I wasn't driving, so I wasn't like super opposed to it either because I was like, well, I'm not driving, so that means I can just be the drunk passenger all day.
I've got to just make a lot of money and then everybody can come to my house. Wife's family, my family, everybody just come to me. I'll wash dishes. I don't care. I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I wash dishes. I don't care. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. That put that
is
on
that
my
new lazy song.
Put that on my shirt when people come to the door.
You know what? I on Christmas Eve, I mean, I'm an adult now, right? So I don't get so excited for the presents necessarily anymore, but for some reason there's just some Christmas magic that keeps me from sleeping good on Christmas Eve.
Really?
Yeah, I do not sleep good. So I went to bed like super early hoping to really like go into a zone of sleepiness, and sure enough, at about 2 o'clock, I'm up, like I'm awake. I cannot sleep.
Santa's here. You heard him on the roof.
I heard him on the
Santa
roof.
Santa came.
I start looking at my phone, and I get a message from he's in the chat right now, Mr. Howard 123, with a couple links to some YouTube videos, and so I was like, well, shit, I'm not doing anything for the next, you know, hour or something like that. So I go downstairs, and they're actual custom made Street Fighter tutorial videos that he made for me.
Whoa.
Himself.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I know. And put me right to sleep.
Wow. Wow.
No, seriously, it was an awesome video. I think it was like almost, it must have been 30 minutes, or it was like a 30-minute video about frame data. and how to read frame data, how to create your own combos using frame data, how to, you know, all this stuff. And it was really informative. Like, I hear those one link chain and stuff words when I'm watching the tournaments, but I never knew what the hell they meant. And now they make so much sense. So I got a second video to look forward to. Thank you, Mr. Howard. That was really, really awesome.
Me and Mr. Howard have to play a little Street Fighter.
He'll whoop your ass.
We'll see.
He'll whoop your ass.
That wasn't even hesitation.
We'll see.
He's Jay level.
Okay.
And Jay was running through people at the Christmas party. From
I never got to play Jay.
You don't want to.
No, I never got to play. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
You don't want to play these real players. These real players make the game, it's difficult.
You know what? When I beat Snake Eyes.
I have pictures of Corey puking.
You have pictures?
Terrible. Yeah, I know.
God,
when I beat Snake Eyes, I'm just going to drop the remote and walk out of the room. Never to play video games again. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Just go out on a high note?
Just go out like that. You know why? Because I'm a very competitive person.
You are?
I am. If you haven't heard before.
It doesn't seem like you.
Exactly. I played Smash Brothers. What was it? What was the one on the Wii? The first one on the Wii? Brawl? Was that one? Played Smash Brothers Brawl when I worked at GameStop years and years ago. And I was just beating Randy's left and right, right?
A bunch of guys named Randy.
Then my boss, he sees me doing this. And he's like, somebody's got to beat you. I'm tired of, you know, hearing you gloat. Because I gloat.
Yeah,
know.
I know.
I don't know if you know this.
Another way. It really doesn't sound like you.
Right, I know. So out of character. So
humble.
He gets the best Smash player he can think of. Who's the best Smash player you guys that we know that you can think of?
Jada?
He gets Jada.
Who did?
Chris, our boss.
Oh, God, that
asshole. You're your favorite person
in the
world.
That son of a bitch. So I hope Chris is watching this. I want to shit in your refrigerator, Chris.
That's terrible.
All right.
So Jada,
on that note.
So we get on the sticks.
Yeah.
Jada picks Princess Peach. Ugh. Very good character. I don't know what you're looking for. That's a good character. I pick Ike.
Yeah.
Another good character.
Mm-hmm. And?
And we fight it out.
Yeah.
We go into sudden death. Sudden death.
I feel like you're drawing the story out much longer than it needs to be. I feel like the ending is going to be very anticlimactic.
Jada jumps right at me.
Oh, look who's in the chat.
Getting ready to strike hard. What happens? Nothing. Because I smashed the crap out of Jada, winning.
So,
and you know what I did?
I dropped
the Wiimote, stood in front of the door, which the sun happened to be shining perfectly in the door, and I just stood there, and no one said a word. Then I quit shortly after because I didn't want to work in a place of losers anymore.
So we have a chat. GQ says, Christmas was basically me Saturday, or sat on my ass in my apartment, went to KFC.
There's KFC in Japan?
Oh, yeah. It's huge over there. And I think that's like their Santa Claus or something. GQ, let us know exactly how that.
Wait.
There's a weird correlation in Japan with KFC and Christmas.
I was going to say, you think Colonel Sanders is their Santa Claus over there?
I think he is.
GQ, he's a white guy with a beard.
GQ, let us know.
Yeah, I know. It's all the same then, isn't it, right?
GP Poker politely asked a question.
Whoop.
The question was, I'll read it in its entirety because it's really great.
Okay.
Thank you. And may I say, this stream is fantastic.
Nice.
My question is of the pop culture variety. I wanted to know your thoughts on Betty White and how much longer you think she has.
How old is Betty White?
She's
90.
We got the Googles.
98?
She's got to be 102.
All right. Here's my thought.
Easy.
Betty White is going to outlive us all.
She's 93.
Betty White.
She's 93.
That's 1 year older than Bob Barker.
She literally ate every single Golden Girl to stay this long.
She's feeding off of their life force.
So if you guys ever see, there's going to be a Golden Girls reboot, be afraid. Because that means that is three more victims for Betty White.
Betty White's like, yes.
Yes, it's about time.
300 more years.
Every major celebrity who's died. That's why Betty White sucked
their
life
soul.
Force.
Yeah.
Sucked the soul out of them. That's terrible.
GQ says, yep, KFC, you need to book about a month in advance.
Holy it's like
crap.
A gourmet restaurant or something there? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Finger licking. Good.
I mean.
So that why aren't black people all in Japan right now? Makes no sense at all.
Because we have like Wingstop and stuff.
We do have a somebody on the stream who popped in. And Razor916 says, what the fuck is going on?
What
I think it is. It's just three asterisks. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's what the ass is going on.
He
so
could
I'm,
say what the shit.
What the butt is
so
going
did,
on
What
here?
The butt is going on?
What did you do, Webb, Christmas Eve? What did you build up to the Christmas?
Jamie and I opened up presents.
Okay.
And then we went to her parents and hung out. And that was about it.
Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I tried that with my family one time to open presents Christmas Eve.
Mm. Yeah.
We literally were like, we're just going to open up one. And then it ended up just a massacre. And we opened up everything.
When I was a kid, that's what it was. We can open up one present on Christmas Eve. But it was always pajamas.
Wow. Because then we wore them. That's
terrible. No, we didn't get to pick. It was my parents were like, okay, this is the present you get to open up tonight. That's it was always pajamas.
That was just go the hell to sleep.
I let Kimmy be Santa Claus.
Nice.
Yeah. She's really? A girl. She can't do that.
I was like, wow. I told her, I was like, if you stay up late, like you can play Santa Claus tonight, but you have to lay out the cookies and the milk and you go upstairs in the closet and grab all the presents, put it under the tree. So she did. And then she ate the cookies, drank the milk. And then she's like, can I open up the presents? And by this time it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, yeah, go ahead. It's already Christmas.
Yeah, you might as well.
TP Poker. Yeah. I love this guy. He's the most like gentlemanly figure we've had in this chat ever.
TP Poker? What's he saying?
TP Poker says, thank you for answering my question. And may I say, with all due respect, the lady with the red hair is absolutely stunning, breathes life into the stream. What an amazing smile. Let's go to Larissa Smile Cam.
That's awkward.
Oh, really?
That he said that.
So I get a better cam shot now instead of shame.
The lady in the room, as if there are multiple to choose from or something like that. Ah, there we go. She pointed to Corey, everybody.
GKU says he ain't Santa. In fact, he's known to have cursed a baseball team.
Oh,
I think KFC
wow.
became the tradition since turkeys are so far and few between.
Oh.
What?
Do they
in
have
Japan?
They have turkeys at KFC?
They have baseball in Japan?
They don't. Terrible.
What is wrong
as much
with
as
you?
We import all that type of crap from Japan, why couldn't we just, you know, export some turkeys over there?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it something with the ecosystem maybe?
Why don't they have ham instead of turkeys?
Oh, there's plenty of ham over there.
They have chicken.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They got
you don't want turkey anyway.
There's more chickens
it's
on the planet
dry.
Than humans.
Turkey is for
there,
there's more what?
There are.
There's more chickens than
Google
there
are
humans. Google it now. I'm good.
Google it now, and I guarantee you'll be afraid of a chicken. Because when the revolution starts.
El Diablo.
Yeah. You've all played Zelda and Smash Chickens. And you see what happens?
Yeah.
Exactly. They're coming for us. I didn't get to open any gifts on the eve of Christmas.
Why?
I wasn't home one.
Oh.
And... And what happened? What's happening now?
The gentleman TP on Poker. The bottom right looks like a more handsome Joey Fatone.
Wow.
I'll take it.
Wow.
Was he in sync or Backstreet
Boys?
He was in sync. I'll take it.
10 points to Griffin Gold.
10 points to Griffin Gold.
As your reward for making us laugh, Larissa Cam.
Just for you. And with a smile.
What, Joey Fatone?
A more handsome.
Joey Fatone.
More handsome than the boy band.
That's
member. Former
Joey Fatone. He was like the old man in the in the group. Literally, he was. I don't know how he survived.
I want him to say the gentleman in the top right looks like a more younger Morgan Freeman.
That's impossible because Morgan Freeman has looked the same way.
Yeah, he's ageless.
Forever.
Yes.
Him and Betty White are going to outlive us all.
He was born looking that way. Gray hair, freckles.
Narrating his own birth.
Yes. I came out. I was crying.
Aww.
Wow. Then the doctor. Yeah, no, it was all I did was I went out to eat and then I was out to like 1. Then came home, went to sleep. Then I had to wake up and go and let a dog out of the house. And the dog had chewed through its restraints like Cerberus out of hell.
It peed.
And it peed and pooped everywhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought somebody spilled like a huge glass of water.
No, it literally peed and pooped everywhere. So terrible.
Aaron, congratulations. The gentleman in the top right looks like a slim version of Kenan Thompson.
Yeah.
Wow. What? That's very accurate, actually. When Kenan and Kel were on as little kids, I got that a lot.
Like, I see it. You know what?
Yeah.
I see it now.
I got that a lot.
I didn't see it before, but now I do.
Have you seen his wife?
Kenan? No.
Oh, my God.
Seriously?
Yeah. Okay. That man.
Look it up right now.
It's all that Nickelodeon money.
He rolled the dice and won.
Wait, who?
Kenan Thompson.
Oh, his wife?
Kenan. Yes.
Oh, yeah, she's hot. Just for TP Poker's sake, we're going to cut to Aaron and do the...
The what? He doesn't have any catchphrases, does he? What the hell was that?
Sorry. Sorry. I'm
I don't know what you're doing. That's so terrible.
Damn.
Have you seen her?
Let me
right?
see.
I don't know what she is. Like, if she's just a model or...
No way.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah?
And they got married in an aquarium. Because
what?
She loves...
Fish.
Fishes and dolphins. No, she loves dolphins, I think they said.
There you go. And that makes me feel better.
What is that? What is that?
Dirt face.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
She's still hot.
I know, she's still hot.
Yeah. It's the hottest matter. Dirt face I've ever yeah. seen.
And he's a new father now, I believe. So congratulations, Keith.
I listened to a podcast interview of him on WTF,
uh-huh.
and they talked a little bit about his wife, and is yeah, she's hot.
Mm. She's ridiculous. Did he say how he met her?
They did. I can't remember what it was. There's so much more
stalking?
Interesting stuff I cared about.
Was there stalking going on?
No, he was talking about commercials he did as a child. Like, it was a very interesting interview, how he got into it. He was talking about, it was like his first commercial was for, I think it was like a chicken restaurant.
That makes sense.
And it was him and some old black actor. He's like, it was his first gig, and it must have been this other guy's last gig or something like that, playing his grandfather.
He said, I'm passing the torch on you, Keenan. Take the chicken leg. Run with
this
it.
This is
it was
the
interesting.
Torch.
This is yours. Yeah, okay. I mean, I really like his, I mean, I've followed his whole career, basically. And
since the Mighty Ducks.
Since the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a
good guy. I don't understand where he's going to go next, though. I don't know.
He doesn't have to go anywhere.
I mean, if you want to be a...
He can be on SNL till he dies.
I don't... See, those people... Who's the drunk uncle? What's his name?
Bobby Moynihan.
He's a lifer.
Yeah.
He's not going. He's going to get buried under the SNL stage. That's a lifer there. But I think you gotta spread your wings a little sometimes, and I think
you
he
think
should.
He's gonna, you think Keenan's gonna be like Tina Fey.
Tina Fey's done a lot.
Tina
Fey,
yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You
like
mean
branch
as
out,
big?
Yeah. Well, not as big, but like that generation's like goes off and does his own stuff.
I think he needs a partner.
Mm. What's Kel doing?
What's Kel?
Yeah,
he's on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, he's on Disney. No, he's back on Nickelodeon too. Isn't
is
he?
Wait, is it Disney or Nick the? That show about the kids that have their own.
It's Nickelodeon.
Video game? Is
that's
that Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's Nickelodeon. Yeah, he's back on TV. He's making a small buzz, Corey. He's earning money.
Right.
Okay,
good for him.
He's supporting his family.
Good for him.
But I don't think Kel is a single act, or Keenan is a single act.
Mm.
You know, no, he needs somebody else.
I think they need to do a revamp of Keenan and Kel.
I'd watch it.
The later years,
I would watch it. Them as parents.
Yeah.
Oh, my
see.
God.
Nickelodeon.
I still remember. I still remember the Thanksgiving episode where he gets the sand stuck in the turkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was all good.
I love that show.
It was all good. Mm-hmm. They just can't get Coolio to do the theme song anymore because he's
he's still around.
Out. Yeah, but he's coked out.
Yeah.
He's like extremely coked. And then his braids. He's like bald and he has like three braids just coming out. Yeah. It's done.
Coolio. Really? I saw him
on a. Pull up a picture. Let me see.
I saw him on Wife Swap.
You
why?
Have a phone?
I don't know
I'm
why.
Watching the stream.
That's terrible.
Let's
get to the gifts.
Oh, I
Let's
think I saw it. That episode.
Let's get to the gifts.
The gifts.
Everybody got gifts during Christmas, right?
Yeah.
All right. Round robin. Webb, what'd you get for Christmas?
I got a lot of Doctor Who stuff. I got.
We saw.
Yeah. I got a TARDIS pop vinyl figure.
Nice.
It's like bigger than the normal pops, and it's like 6 inches, I think. And then.
Yeah, right.
That's huge to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's. Giant.
And that,
it's giant.
As soon as I
Six
said
inches.
That, as soon as I said those words, I was like, here come the penis jokes.
Big enough for my old lady.
That's horrible.
Jamie put a Matt Smith pop vinyl, like the 11th Doctor, in there. So that was cool.
So she really does love you. That's
yeah.
what that is.
And then I got a Doctor Who comic. I got a Doctor Who mug. I got a Donatello keychain.
Because he does machines, right?
Because he does machines? What?
That's what Donatello does.
He does machines, yeah.
He does machines.
He does machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Donatello. Sure. And what else did I get?
The Doctor Who was already good enough. Did you watch the special?
No, because I'm a few episodes behind of the season, so.
Well, you can watch it and still wouldn't.
It still wouldn't affect.
It's a kind of a standalone, I believe.
Some of them are. Some of them connect. That's
just,
why I was.
It had River.
I wasn't sure.
River Song.
I saw GIFs or GIFs.
Literally.
Sorry, Corey. I saw GIFs.
Thank you.
Of the episode.
She is literally one of the most beautiful women on this planet. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Still, at the ripe age of 74 years old.
Wait, how old is she really?
I have no idea, actually.
She's like Betty White.
In the show, she's 200, so.
Is she really in the show?
Yeah, she says she's 200 in the show.
Oh, because she's part Time Lord.
Yes.
She just can't regenerate.
She just not
She
anymore.
Just doesn't age.
Yeah. She's so freaking hot. Like, I don't understand why I think that woman's so hot. Corey, what did you get?
My big gift of the holiday was...
Cool.
Right there.
Cool.
If you're listening to this on the podcast...
What is that?
That's why you got to watch. No, I got a DX Racer chair.
You just cut to Larissa Cam.
No. Did I? What are you talking about? No.
Okay, never mind.
I got this gaming chair. Now all these idiots have to sit in my mom's kitchen chairs while I sit on a cloud, ladies and gentlemen. I got a pop vinyl, the one I've been chasing for a very long time, The Dude for the Big Lebowski, and a fight pad. Hand me that, Webb. Fight pad.
Said, hand me that.
Hand me that.
That there.
I'm not your bitch.
Just handed it to me.
It doesn't matter. Just stating it.
And this is probably, I got so excited when I got this because these things are expensive, Aaron. Especially because they're old.
Yeah, they're old.
They're hard to find.
And they're terrible controllers.
No, they're not.
That's the one that I was telling Webb whenever we played in the tournament and I tried that mess. I could not stand that D-pad.
This D-pad is awesome, first of all. I found this on Amazon for like $80, but then some retailer started selling the original packaging of this with Street Fighter, regular Street Fighter 4, for like $35. So I put it on my Christmas list, and I was like, Elizabeth, please make sure I get this. Please, I really want it, or I'll buy it right now. And sure enough, I got it. So I'm very happy with that.
Larissa, you're up.
I ordered myself... some new purple fans for my computer. I ordered a 1,000-watt power supply, got a new motherboard, new processor, got another solid-state drive, some RAM sticks. Ooh, I got a Mario Brothers chess set.
Saw that.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw that. That's dope.
Isn't it sick?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty dope.
That looks dope.
Yes.
Nice. Mr. Carter.
I'm wearing what I got.
Sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And a leather cuff.
And a new... wrist thingy. I don't know what you call these.
A bracelet.
I always wear stuff on my wrist. So, then, you know, my aunt was like, well, there you go.
Hey, you play video games.
Yeah.
You're like this.
Yeah. It was one of those correlations. I got some swanky socks from her, too, which I really love. And
I love Christmas socks.
I got besides, I told my family, I was like, I don't need anything. My friends already got me, an amazing cavalcade of gifts from the gift cards. Of course, the PS4 is awesome. The gift card I already used already, by the way, that IHOP one.
I bet.
Drank that like the next day.
Yep.
Pancakes for everybody.
Just walked in, laid it down, and said, the next 3 hours are on me. Like, sir, this is only $25.
Take another round of pancakes.
Yeah. The next 2 seconds, then, are on me. Whoever comes in, 2 seconds.
TP Poker, I'm going to jump in because he said before, my hand to God, Coolio asked me if I could buy him a drink in Vegas 2 years ago.
And you did not?
And then I said, please, more details. And here's the excerpt. I was at a club on the rooftop of the Palms Hotel. He was sitting next to me for what must have been an hour, and I didn't realize. I said, oh, shit, what's up, dude? We talked for like 2 minutes, and he literally asked me, dude, next time you refill, can you get me one too?
Jeez. Hard times for Coolio.
Because they cut him off.
Hard times for Coolio. Hey, man, they won't let me back at the bar. Could you just get me something to drink? Anything. I don't care. I don't care if it's a girly drink.
I don't care.
Whatever.
I don't care if it's a bunch of people's empties.
You know what I did get that I'm super excited about? Mm. Homemade moonshine.
Homemade moonshine?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't trust it.
No, it's
gasoline.
It was made in someone's bathtub.
No.
Good Lord.
If it was done right.
By Jessica Simpson.
So it was soaked with somebody's great-grandmother. That's how it is. She's no longer with us. But her moonshine will live forever. So it was all around good Christmas, I believe. Like, I mean, my family was all there, of course. The gifts were flowing like the salmon of the... lake or something like that.
That metaphor got away from you really quickly, didn't it?
It sounded better in my head. But it was good. I mean, with this new PlayStation, like I said, I've been streaming crazy. Grand Theft Auto, I purchased. Oh, my brother, he got an Xbox One, right?
Okay. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So now your house has both.
I have both of them.
Thank God nobody here got you an Xbox One.
Now, Aaron, did you cry?
No, everybody keeps saying that.
I think you cried a little bit.
We have it on camera.
I watched the replay, and you definitely got a little choked up.
Go back and look, and you see me do this rubbing of my eyes.
He went back to the tape. He went back to the tape immediately.
And I was like, and then somebody, I can't remember who was the first person to say, is like, everybody's like, oh, and I was like, no, it's freaking muggy in here, people. Everybody is around me. My glasses are fogging up.
That guy's cutting onions.
Okay. I know, exactly. Someone was cutting onions in the kitchen. So what happened then when you went home? And I hear Aaron made one of those posts saying like how thankful he is for his friends and stuff.
Yeah, I posted that on there. I went home and I started playing FIFA.
I never expected that from you.
Why not? Not to be thankful?
I mean, no, to be thankful, of course, but not to like do one of the cheesy Facebook things.
Here's the thing, because I don't gloat about things I get. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
When I first bought my car, the only thing I posted was time to get focused.
Well, that's because it was a focus.
Yeah,
man.
But nobody
that's
knew,
not something you wanted.
But
broadcast.
Nobody knows. Look how many people, whenever they get a new car, they put a picture of it. Check out my new ride, everybody. Or,
true.
You know, I don't. Yeah. Whatever I get, I don't gloat with anything like that. So the people that I put that post in and I tagged everybody. And I got the video of me scoring the very first
mm-hmm.
goal on the PlayStation 4, you know, whatever. They know what it's about, you know.
Yeah.
And everybody else that just reads it, they see it as, you know, hey, he appreciates his friends or whatever.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, I'm very blessed, I feel. I can, if I find the friggin' post, I can tell you exactly what I said. Because I was just like, I'm, you know, it's definitely a very touching thing for to have friends like this in your life. And so I put, not much could put me at a loss for words, but last night's display of kindness seemed to do the trick. Truly unexpected surprise. Friends from past, present, and future know that I'm saying this with the utmost sincerity. Thank you. Now for what you do, I mean, not for what you do, did, but for who you are. And
aww.
That's what I put on there.
That was so sweet of you. I never
it's muggy in here.
Yeah.
Is someone cutting onions in the kitchen?
Stuffing girls.
Good Lord.
Jesus.
A bunch of bleeding hearts.
What a bitch.
Obviously, the times of the month.
Shame cam.
It was a PS4, bitch.
And then I tagged like 19 people in the thing. Because I'm like, yeah, that's... And I'm not about to be like, look, got a new system, everybody. Check it out.
Deuces. Duck
won't
face.
See me for another 3 years. yeah, it was dope. And then Adam went and posted the whole thing. Yeah, you can look at the video. I promise you.
Yeah.
It was.
I think there was tears.
You had
there.
To pull up your glasses. And you just, both sides.
Did,
both.
You would you hear that? You didn't hear none of that. You heard no sniffling. You heard,
some
good Lord, it's freaking hot in here.
Some people can silently cry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm never ashamed to cry, but it just didn't happen there, guys. Is that what you guys wanted? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Honestly,
yes.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I wanted to see some tears.
Actually, what was funny for me was when you're like, there better be some like rocks in here or something like that, and you open it up and you see
it's actually
the system.
We should actually put rocks in it. Shit.
Yeah, because that's what I mean, I was like, okay.
You thought it was a prank.
Yeah, I thought it was a prank.
That'd be the meanest prank ever.
I saw somebody do that on Facebook. Some
oh, really?
Dad did that to their kid, you know. But he's like a big 20-something-year-old kid who's crying about it. I was like, yeah. You don't need one.
TP Poker says, Larissa, I would poison my neighbors for a chance to buy you a drink.
Good Lord.
God damn. This got really scary.
That's very scary.
Let's see. TP Poker says, gentleman in the top right, a.k.a. Fake Keenan, has a fantastic voice for radio.
Yeah, he does.
True vocal professional.
Professional. Wow.
And GQ wants to know about the people on your friends list who didn't get tagged in your post.
I got text messages from them.
Oh, shit.
I literally got text messages from them that... very next day.
Did they contribute to the PS4?
No, they weren't even.
Oh, then they don't get,
they weren't even. But see, that's why I put friends from, you know, past, present, future. I'm like, I include everybody. The only reason why I tagged those people is because,
they're at the party.
They were at the party and they contributed. Actually, I didn't know who all contributed, you know, so I just was like, everybody at that party, I felt, you know, was whatever.
His mom contributed.
But I'll thank her later.
God damn it.
He's going to make another Corey.
Like, Corey, your gift now.
It's a brother.
It's for your mom.
There you go. Yeah, I got a text from a friend saying, why didn't I get tagged in that or something like that? Or,
was it D?
No, it was.
How come you didn't tell me you were being married?
it was my boy David, who he listens to the show, and I got to give a shout out to him and his wife. Whole family. They listen to the show, actually. And his wife, she'll actually text me while I'm at work saying, heard the show, almost fell asleep. You should probably work on this and this and yeah. that and that. She's not a gamer. Not a yeah. gamer, right? And so she was like, I'm, you know, doing this to support you and all that type of stuff. And I'm like, you're awesome. You know, like, you know, you're really awesome. Remember the Halloween episode? Wait, was it the Halloween episode? Yes. We did the trivia with the girl?
Yeah.
That was his sister.
Oh, okay. Okay.
His sister from LA.
Yes! My partner in crime.
Yes. Who you guys beat.
Because we won.
Yes.
Who and kicked and us? We kicked
they're
us.
Awesome. They're, you know.
You guys won because David Ng decided, let's do something different besides superheroes. The category that we've been winning, let's do rap music.
Wow.
Oh, I was wondering why I don't remember this. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
No, you
yeah,
weren't.
You were in Seattle.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah, but he said, noticed I wasn't tagged in the
chat.
Facebook post.
Oh, damn.
He said, I noticed I wasn't tagged in the Facebook post.
I wasn't
for the
just
going
to cut everybody off, though, to say something. Wait, because you guys
learned.
Make memes of me.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Because every time we talk about FIFA or soccer on the show, he always likes to remind me. He's like, oh, who's the one that introduced you to the game and stuff like that? And then he wrote that. Mr. Webb is reading my text messages right now.
So while they're doing that,
yeah, why are you doing
Larissa,
that?
Well, oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm very
okay,
sorry
so,
about that penis.
That's
so
not happening.
Your character
everybody
Poison.
Knows that
what
I'm
character
be
on
the best
which
man.
Game is this?
Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
Ultra Street Fighter 4.
And yeah. the man that delivers your first baby. So
there's a blood. I was just talking about this with somebody the other day, because he's like, I told a long time ago. I was Dominic Downs. He's been on the show before. Mm. I was his best man at his wedding.
He's also known as the Quiet Mexican Guy.
Yes, the Quiet Mexican Guy. And I was like, this was years ago before I met any of you guys, you know. And I'm like, I was like, you know, Dominic, you're going to be my best man at my wedding, right? Mm. Fast forward 10 years, and I've met all these people. And so I tell that to David, not the real David Webb, but David Martinez, another friend. He's like, what the hell? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I've known you the exact amount of time. You know my kids. You come in my home, eat my food, all this stuff.
You come in my home?
Yeah, right. Why am I not the best man? And I'm like, son of a. It's too many. Too many. And now apparently Mr. Webb feels like he's entitled to something.
I feel like when well. He said you come in my, I feel like it should have been like an Italian, you come in my home. Yeah. You eat my food and you say that to me. It's the worst Godfather voice
it
ever.
Was,
but
it
you
was,
get the
it was
point.
Pretty terrible.
You get the idea.
Well, this year is almost over, everybody. We got about like 5 more days. What?
Something like that.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
And we are looking towards the future.
1738.
I got a PS4 now, so I'm really looking forward to a couple of games.
You can get the PS4 I, the camera.
I was an inch away from getting one. Literally in the line at GameStop with it in my hand, looking at it, $69.99. Or no, $59.99.
Yeah.
Still the same. Freaking
no.
It's still expensive.
No, I was going to say, Toys R Us, at least they did. They had it on sale for $25.
No, yeah, there was a lot of sales for it.
Yeah.
And then I literally, the guy who helped me, I said, I looked at my phone, and totally lied, looked at my phone and said, they just texted me saying that they got it already here. And I gave it back to him and walked out. It wasn't, you know, it was just, yeah. I just had to get out of there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I made him feel like, oh, yeah, you helped me, but. They said they bought it someplace
else.
Wait,
go back to that picture? yes, I'm watching.
But I kind of want, is it even worth it, though? You have the PlayStation camera, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good resolution?
Dude, I hell no did I pay full price for all that crap.
Yeah, but like, how does it look?
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you seen me stream on it?
Oh, that was, you're using the camera whenever
yes.
you use it? Oh, okay, so it's not the greatest.
No.
Oh, wow, what a burn.
No, when I played Until Dawn.
Okay, so it's not the greatest.
That one, it's better than the one that's on my lap or on my computer.
Well,
I wish you could plug in third party.
That's what I was wondering. Can
yeah.
I do that?
No.
No. It's all proprietary? That sucks. That sucks something vicious. So I might, though. Because, I mean, if they can find it at a good price, streaming. There's 2016 games coming out, though. Anybody? What are you guys excited for? Nobody right off the top of your head? Because I got 70 of them. They have to think, everybody.
Give me a category.
Western RPGs.
Don't play with my heart.
Like the Final Fantasy VII Remake.
That's Eastern.
Oh, she was hot.
That's Japanese.
That was we got that picture of you. when you weren't looking.
Yeah.
Picture of who?
Oh, on the... Corey just cut to it.
What is that?
Yeah. That's me. Larissa's Christmas card. You yeah. get one?
Sure, that's... Let's see, Larissa. Who is this redheaded beauty here? Ava Maria. Marie reportedly cries backstage. Who the hell is that?
I don't cry backstage.
Is that Miss Puerto Rico?
No.
Oh, okay.
Someone said that looks like Larissa's mom. Although I bet she's half the age of Larissa.
I heard Larissa, not Larissa, I heard Miss Columbia didn't cry backstage. I heard she said she was destined to come in second place.
My favorite reaction was at Reagan's. And she said Steve Harvey is a brave man. He took a crown away from a Latina.
Yeah.
Wow. I've been really into that show Narcos, which is about Colombian drug lords who just assassinate people. And I saw a meme that had Pablo Escobar on it, like looking at his TV. It was like, you just pissed off the wrong country, Steve Harvey.
That's terrible. They have killed some people. They got a whole sports document on that. Am I hot?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, it's hot in here.
No. Mike.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Oh, we were all three of us were thinking of three different things.
Yeah.
You were about to say,
David Webb's like, yeah, you're pretty hot.
No, I was thinking, it's hot in here.
That's what I was thinking.
No, you weren't.
Ceramic Dragon's in the house, everybody.
Ceramic Dragon's.
How are you guys doing?
I think he was on the stream the other today when I was playing the Grand Theft Auto.
The other today, yeah.
Oh, so mind you, Grand Theft Auto. I'm playing Grand Theft Auto 4, or 5, excuse me, with Jerry. Mm-hmm. We're doing a quick mission where we're supposed to just go in here, steal a car, and leave at a party, an Asian party, Koreans.
Oh, dangerous.
Why you guys specify race?
Because it's Jerry's people. Okay. So we go in there. Literally, all we're supposed to do, steal the car, drive away. Steal the car, drive away. People have drinks in their hand. They're fun. You know, having fun time. Jerry and I walk up to the student party.
They're fun. They have fun time.
They have fun time. Jerry walks into the party. Racist. We have no weapons out. He pulls out a gun saying, no witnesses. And he just starts blasting. Everybody.
Yes. Oh my god.
And I'm like, steal the car, drive away.
Wait, are you guys playing on PlayStation?
We're playing on the PS4, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna play with you guys. It's gonna be a blast.
I was like,
I want to buy it
what
with
the
you guys.
Heck? So we do a heist mission.
Yeah.
We're going in there, and so when we finish that mission, he gets platinum rank and I get gold. And I was like, what? He just blasted a whole bunch of just random people.
It's because he didn't have any witnesses.
So we do another mission and he wild cards again. He's just like, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. Shoot everything, you know. And then again, he gets platinum and I get gold. And I'm like, what is... Did he really have to just be insane to get the best stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. But I'm actually having a lot of fun. There's one big gripe still, and I don't understand why Rockstar hasn't fixed it. There's no party set up in the game. So I can't jump into the game and then invite everybody to a group.
Yeah,
and we all stick together doing quests.
You just have to find each other in multiplayer.
You kind of have to. If you set up a private room, then you're all sticking together.
Okay,
but if you go into one of the open things, you can't make a group within that.
But you can find
each other. Still haven't fixed
that. They have not.
But it's
that.
Hard to find each other sometimes.
You can't just be like, "Hey, I'm on the corner of this and this."
Who the hell looks at street names in Grand Theft Auto?
Well, if you're trying to find people,
You can be in the same gang. Yeah. Like, when I loaded my... And you can transfer your character, which I did. I transferred my character from the 360 to the PS4.
Mm.
And when I loaded mine up, I still have my Video Game Bang jacket on with the logo on the back.
Nice.
And everything. And I was like, this is sick. I like that. My character looks a little different, so I had to remake him because he was white for some reason.
Hey! TPP
Poker!
That's what happens
when you
Thanks, Rockstar!
System.
Just got banged. And as customary, we have to give him the wave.
Yeah.
Whoa! Wow. wait, we switched, so it has to go me, Aaron, Webb, Larissa.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
Here you go. Whoa! All right, there you go.
I like how you even wave. You're just like...
Dark Tide says, is the dude from the Christmas party alive?
Which dude?
Which one?
Yeah, there's a lot of dead people.
Probably either you or me.
Yeah. Was Jake wasn't even that drunk, was he?
Jake actually was surprisingly soberish.
Jake was.
I don't even know what that means.
That means he was less drunk than he's been in every other party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate. One of the things I remember was Corey, he always gets on me about not drinking enough. When we were at Wizard World Reno, you were constantly like, why aren't you drunk?
That's true.
When we were at TwitchCon, why aren't you drunk?
Yep.
So, Christmas party, I was like, all right, I'm going to get plastered. And I did. And I remember hearing Corey threw up, and I was like, I beat Corey!
Yeah.
I beat... And then, like, 10 minutes later, I'm in the backyard.
Yeah.
Throwing up pineapple.
But I didn't get pictures of you,
I was throwing
though.
Up pineapple?
It looked like pineapple.
No, it was... No, because shout out to Alexander Bags...
Bagginsworth, yes.
Bagginsworth, his girlfriend, Angie.
Hummus, oh, yeah, and bagel chips. Yeah.
She was out there. She was helping me.
Angie's the best.
And she was like...
way better than that dickhead Alex.
She was like, wow. Do you eat something bread-based? And I'm like... I'm like, in between, like, dying. I'm like, pizza? And she's like, yeah, I could see that.
I've analyzed it. Sent it off to the lab to see what type. And pepperoni came back.
I kept yelling out, I was vomit 3 since 93.
Yes, you did.
Which yes, is a, yes. That's a Seinfeld reference, right?
Yes, I remember that.
And then she was like, oh, you know.
The black and white cookie episode.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
Look to the cookie, yeah. Elaine.
And he's like, they're not getting along in there.
It's a race war going on.
Ceramic Dragon says, Corey, you were pretty drunk. I hope you watched the stream over again. Nope. That's how I keep being able to do this year after year, is I don't watch and I don't listen. Because if I do, I know I will have some giant moral... like, thing happened where I'll never
find
drink
some
again.
Racist thing that you said or something. Yeah. The Jews deserve it under World War II.
Oh, I've already known goodness. For bad Hitler jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Terribleness. I had a coworker who said his getting blackout drunk was the way he said it's God's way of telling me I don't need those memories.
That's a very positive way of looking
yes.
at
it.
And he every time he got blackout drunk, that was his excuse.
He's total like, alcoholic excuse. Yep. And I love it.
I've been that drunk since like high school.
That's terrible. That's a terrible
That's
thing.
Awful.
It was horrible.
What the heck was that?
Just really want to emphasize.
No, the reason is because we got a group of people coming in here that they do this on Twitch where they try and tell you, oh, your sound isn't working. And so... that was my little test to ourselves.
Oh, to tell us that the sound is working.
Yeah,
is
my working. Voice.
It was very sexy.
Yeah.
Now that we have...
let's cut to Eve Marie
Webb,
Cam.
You should definitely pick up Grand Theft Auto. Since
yeah.
you have a PS4. It's
yes.
only $35.
What? I will.
Join us.
Oh, that was the other thing. I got a free PSN card.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to... yeah, I want to get Grand Theft Auto. And I want to get Black Ops 3.
That's what I was thinking about too. It's $44.
Larissa has it,
what?
And they have a
Black
yeah.
Ops.
They have a
and Jerry too. We play together.
We can storm the castle.
Yes.
What's storm the castle?
What?
That's just it's
just
from
a
movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From Princess Bride, right?
No, because they said there was
have
a new
fun storming the castle.
Did you see the Star Wars?
What's
<ones? was>
happening?
The Star Wars references for that one.
No.
And have fun storming the Death
Star. You know what? I have Battletoads.
That was
I
a good
have
one.
That.
Have fun storming the Death Star.
They took a whole bunch of those lines from Princess Bride, but they threw them into Star Wars references.
My name is Luke Skywalker.
Hilarious.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
You know, I feel bad because we haven't talked very much about video games on this podcast.
Well, it was a recap.
It was a recap. It's the end of the year. Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
what I kind of figured
for the podcast listeners.
How did 4chan find us? Oh, God.
Oh, we're on 4chan?
How did they find us?
What?
I think because we're awesome.
They're discussing...
what's
being,
wrong with
chats being bombarded?
With 4chan?
Where's the sound?
Nothing
what happened
wrong.
To Han Solo?
Nothing wrong with 4chan.
You know, that's the thing about the...
oh, we can't talk about it because
yeah, you know what?
Aaron hasn't
have
seen the movie
not seen it
yet.
Just yet.
So no spoilers.
So Aaron, stay away from chat because we
chat.
Are being...
yeah.
Yeah.
I never look at chat, so
let's
it doesn't
discuss.
Even matter.
Do
it
we take calls? We have taken calls, yes.
I'm timing out.
What's from...
if you spoil Star Wars in chat, I'm timing you out. Just so you know.
Did you see
oh,
it?
Somebody already did.
Yeah, I saw it.
No, I'm talking about not in chat. I'm talking about the
yeah, we also
the Luke
it.
Skywalker.
Except for you.
Because you were dead on that one.
No, I just guessed.
I
just seems
killed
that
my
just
father prepared to die.
It just seems like something that they would do.
Never go up against a Mandalorian when death is on the line. Immediately falls in the Sarlacc pit.
Aaron, stay out of the chat.
Oh no, trust me, I'm not in chat. I never get to see chat really.
Okay.
So,
Corey, you had some things that you wanted to talk about.
No, I'll cover them on the Wednesday show.
Okay.
So, thank you for listening. We're going to be back, of course, on the weekend, our weekday. We still got one more in this month or this year, right?
Yeah.
Before the year. You're going to make
kind
of a New Year's-y thing.
Oh, no way. I'm going to go on 4chan.
Yeah, 4chan is awesome. 4chan is an awesome place. Live there.
So, apparently a raid thread mentioned us.
Really?
Yay.
But this guy's arguing that, no, it's 9gag. And I'm like, that's like... two different sides of a coin. You can't
What the hell is 9-gag?
What?
I don't know. Aaron, sorry, you got to put this baby to bed.
All yes. right, everybody. Thanks again for watching. We're going to be, like I said, back on the weekday show. And then the first show of the new year will be a weekend show. So on the second, right?
Sure, yeah. Sounds great to me.
So for League Larissa, Corey Vincent, and the real David Webb, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying drink responsibly.
Whatever that means.
And have a happy new year.